The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
One thing that's clear is that Gavin Newsom is scared.
The leading Republican running for governor is the clone of Donald Trump.
Crime doesn't have a color, doesn't have a party. The rise of homelessness doesn't have a color, doesn't have a party. Obama and Bernie Sanders and Senator Warren and the others have come to California and weighed in on this race when they cannot defend the indefensible record of my opponent, Gavin Newsom.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
It's election day in California. It's going to take a miracle, but it took a miracle for Donald Trump to win in 2016. Remember that feeling? You never know. You never know. And, you know, there's one thing that you cannot dispute. There's one thing you definitely cannot begin to dispute. And that is that Larry Elder shook up the beast pretty badly. When you're carting in sleepy Joe Biden, when you're dragging him into California, and you've got everybody, when they threw the kitchen sink at Larry because they were so afraid of Newsom losing the recall, there's been a sea change. There has been you see a lot of people's eyes being opened, and no Democrat can deny they were very worried. I don't know how it's going to turn out. No idea what it's going to look like. But I like the way Larry Elder, in just a few weeks, don't forget, he declared his candidacy, what was it, a month ago? Month and a half ago? And I can't get the image of that miserable cretin with the gorilla mask throwing the egg at Larry's head. And if Gavin Newsom manages to hold on, she wins. I mean, she's already won, largely. Who is she? Does anybody know? A friend of mine pointed out, if he, as a white man, threw an egg at a black Democrat, not only would he lose his job, but his entire life would be ruined. He'd be all over the media. If a white person wearing a monkey mask threw an egg at Stacey Abrams or Barack Obama, oh my gosh, that person's life would be over. They would definitely, we'd at least know who they were. But when you wear a gorilla mask and you throw eggs at a Republican, you get protected. The media protects you. Axios is trying to protect Gavin Newsom. Axios, a big Washington, D.C. media site founded by Mike Allen. Headline from this morning. Big lie hits California recall election. The big lie, a falsehood peddled by Donald Trump that the 2020 election was stolen, is now being peddled by conservative figures, most notably in California. To be clear, says Axios this morning on election day. To be clear, there's been no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the California recall election. Here we go again. And now they're doing a preemptive strike. Now they're not waiting till the ballots are counted, till the dead people vote, or the millions of mail-in ballots get handled in the postal service by the postal service. Now they're doing it preemptively. Now they're doing it preemptively. Now they're trying to protect. This is what the media does in trying to provide cover for the establishment figures like Gavin Newsom. Larry has pointed out over and over and over again, not one time have you heard any of the campaigning for Gavin Newsom include the sentence, Gavin Newsom has done a great job. You haven't heard that at all. They can't say it. They know they can't say it. Here's Joe Biden on the campaign trail yesterday for Gavin Newsom, railing against Larry Elder.
This year, the leading Republican running for governor is the closest thing to a Trump clone that I've ever seen in your state. No, I really mean it. And he's leading the other team. He's the clone of Donald Trump. Can you imagine him being governor of this state? You can't let that happen.
There he goes again. There he goes at the whisper. He does the lean forward, the creepy old uncle that leans forward and starts to, you can't let that happen. Yeah, throw some more eggs at, put some more monkey masks on and throw more eggs at the conservative who would be the first black man to ever be governor of California. Wow, you'd think they'd be woke about that. That'd be a big deal. Oh, but he's not the right kind of black politician. You got to be a Democrat. You got to be a Democrat. It's so fascinating when Biden says, can you imagine letting that happen? And I can imagine that every bit as much as we put you in the White House. Did you hear him at the 9/11 event with a reporter babbling about boxing and Robert E. Lee and Afghanistan? See if you can make sense of this.
This idea that, you know, well, you know, what do you want to do with Biden? I want to box him. I should be so lucky. You know what I mean? But it is the kinds of things, or, you know, stuff that's coming out of Florida, stuff that's coming out of, you know, Robert E. Lee been in Afghanistan, you the one. No, anyway. I'm telling you too much.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, he did everything but say who ordered the scrambled eggs. I mean, this guy, that's the commander-in-chief, and he's got the audacity to stand in front of a podium and say, can you imagine Larry Elder being governor of California? You bet we can. We pray it happens. We pray that the racist lady with the gorilla mask doesn't win. And again, who is she? Has anybody identified her? Even in the why doesn't the conservative media going after her? Woman put a monkey mask on and threw an egg at a black man who's running for governor. Is anybody interested in that story? It just went away. Media didn't touch it. And frankly, I don't think conservative media did either. Derek, is there any conservative media who's covered her? Because just like a white racist putting on a monkey mask, throwing eggs at a Democrat politician should have their life upended, so should hers. Just like somebody should lose their job and their reputation over something like that if they committed such an act against a Democrat, so should this clown. So should this degenerate. Who is she? Where does she work? How old is she? Where's she from? Who are her friends? Who are her neighbors? Who's her family? That's what they'd be doing to a white person who is throwing eggs at Stacey Abrams wearing a monkey mask. In fact, why do I think if a white conservative throwing an egg at a black politician with a monkey mask who is a Democrat, why do I not think that they would be taken away in handcuffs? They'd have been arrested on the spot. Not only did she throw the eggs and assault Larry, then she hit a campaign aide trying to come to his aid. Slapped him in the side of the face. Honest to goodness, we're in such Do you realize how invigorating a Larry Elder victory would be today? Because this country needs it. I mean, Blinken yesterday, my gosh, trying to defend the indefensible, talking about the thousands of green card holders left behind in Afghanistan. Did you see the way they were grilling him? Everything's upside down. Even George W. Bush, somebody for whom I have a great deal of personal respect for, giving his 9/11 speech and comparing Capitol protesters, the rioters, to Al-Qaeda. Last night on Tucker Carlson's show, Glenn Greenwald took George W. Bush to task. Many have, I mean, my goodness, Byron York just rips into President Bush in a speech, I mean, in a column in the Washington Examiner called George W. Bush's Dreadful 9/11 Speech. Byron writes, Bush's speech was as much about decrying today's political divisions as it was about remembering the events of 9/11. But Bush showed an astonishing lack of self-awareness of the role his own actions played in creating those divisions. And second, Bush helped widen those divisions by endorsing a Rachel Maddow-esque argument that an equivalence exists between the plane hijacking murderous terrorists of 9/11 and the Capitol rioters of January 6th. A comparison that has no basis in fact, but has done much to sour the national debate. Here is what Glenn Greenwald said, an independent journalist last night on Tucker Carlson's show, reacting to President Bush comparing the Capitol rioters to Al-Qaeda.
And yet suddenly, in the Trump years, as he began lightly criticizing Trump, they began saying things like, you know what, I didn't agree with George Bush all the time, but I never questioned his character and his values and his patriotism. But this weekend, it turned into this love fest. I mean, they dripped with effusive praise for him, because what he said there, that essentially the 9/11 attacks that he was there to commemorate are the same as the three-hour riot on January 6th, and more importantly, that the people who did 9/11, Al-Qaeda, are similar or identical to, kind of the same foul spirit, as he put it, Trump supporters, essentially, and that they ought to be treated the same. A war on terror against Al-Qaeda, now a domestic war on terror against your fellow citizens, is music to the ears of American liberals, because they want nothing more than a new domestic war on terror, than treating their political adversaries like the Bush administration treated Al-Qaeda.
Tucker went on to play a montage of liberal talking heads praising George W. Bush, which is to Glenn Greenwald's point. Do you and here's my concern, and this is what I want to focus on for a few minutes. Do you think that George W. Bush thinks that the 800 people who rioted on January 6th are the same as every Trump supporter? In other words, do you think he fails to distinguish between the few hundred people who rioted and the millions and millions of Americans who support Donald Trump? Because that, to me, is the big problem. That, to me, is the big question. 1-800-655-MIKE. I don't know many Trump supporters. I don't know any Trump supporters. I don't know anybody, frankly, who supports the actions of the 800 or so people who acted violently and rioted at the Capitol on January 6th. But the bigger question to me is, do people like George W. Bush, who clearly loathe Donald Trump, do they blend or conflate or include the 800 rioters with all Trump supporters? Because my sinking feeling is they do. And what a disgraceful conclusion that would be. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our number is 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com. 1,000 times before, life could pass.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Lots of passionate emails on the MyPillow text line. That racist witch would be doxxed by midnight if it was the other way around. And he didn't use the word witch, incidentally. I'm cleaning it up. Here's another one. Of course George W. Bush conflates Trump supporters with the rioters on January 6th. He is a globalist. Globalists hate Trump, and they hate us. That's the point I've always made. The Trump haters don't hate Trump. They hate us. I mean, they hate all of us. But do you think that that's what George W. Bush has done, is mix in? There again. It's always important to have context and perspective. There were about 800 people who've been arrested for the events of January 6th. Not one of them charged with insurrection. And nobody died as a direct result of the actions of the rioters except Ashley Babbitt, who was shot dead by a Capitol Hill police officer. The rest were all, according to the medical examiner in D.C., natural causes. Brian Sicknick died of a stroke the day after the riot. KC, though, sees it differently than a lot of us do. Hey, KC, tell us what your take was on President Bush's speech.
Okay, simply this, Mike. I think you fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. And here's the watch C-SPAN, the whole thing, the speech. President Bush states clearly the connection with people taking down monuments. And I did not see that on January 6th. But the illusion is CNN, after that, spending 10, 20 minutes and the rest of the week on what Bush did not say.
Interesting. I'll tell you what.
Watch the C-SPAN.
Okay.
It. Listen closely, and your listeners will benefit by getting that at the source when anytime government speaks.
All right. I appreciate that. Let's take a look at the speech again. Maybe Byron York blew it too. Maybe President Bush was talking about Black Lives Matter rioters. 800-655-MIKE. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free, no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Whether you say vaccines or helping people medically.
None of that mattered because it was an emotional response.
You know, taxes, by the way, regulations, the largest tax cut in history.
Why did people respond emotionally to you rather than rationally?
It must be my personality. That's what I can think. I mean, we did a great job.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE. or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. This last caller makes an interesting point about George W. Bush's speech, because Byron York writes a scathing article. And incidentally, I asked somebody I know who's a never-Trumper, pretty prominent never-Trumper, who has known Byron York for years. And he had a very succinct analysis of Byron York. He said the Trump era deformed Byron York, deformed him. And the never-Trump friend of mine says, that's happened to a lot of people. See, the never-Trumpers think it's people like Byron York who changed. He said George W. Bush didn't change. And, of course, the never-Trumper praised George W. Bush's speech. I thought it was a great speech, too, except for the part where he seemed to merge January 6th rioters with 9/11 hijackers. There's no comparison. And here's what Byron York says. It was a jaw-dropper, an oblique comparison of the 19 terrorists who hijacked four commercial jetliners on 9/11 with the rioters who descended on the Capitol on January 6th. Now, the caller a moment ago suggested that George W. Bush wasn't even referring to the January 6th rioters. He was referring to those who were tearing down the monuments and burning down police stations and, you know, the Black Lives Matter rioters. Here are President Bush's words. I'll let you decide, and then I'll give you Byron York's summary as well.
And we have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within. There is little cultural overlap between violent extremists abroad and violent extremists at home. But in their disdain for pluralism, in their disregard for human life, in their determination to defile national symbols, they are children of the same foul spirit, and it is our continuing duty to confront them.
Now, the caller a moment ago takes that to mean the monuments that we've seen, you know, defiled in cities like Portland and Seattle, the BLM rioters. Byron York, and I think most conservative commentators, took it to mean the January 6th rioters. Here's what Byron says, and then I'll get your take on it at 1-800-655-MIKE. Byron writes, Bush did not explicitly say so, but he appeared to be referencing January 6th. And he used the rhetorical trick of denying that there was cultural overlap between the 9/11 terrorists and the January 6th rioters before outlining areas of such overlap. With that, Bush joined a group of commentators, mostly but not entirely on the left, who maintained that 9/11 and 1/6 are similar. And they do so in the face of the obvious enormous differences between the two. The 9/11 attacks killed roughly 3,000 people, brought down New York's tallest skyscrapers, destroyed part of the Pentagon, crashed four passenger jetliners, resulted in two wars, and changed U.S. foreign policy for decades. The January 6th riot led to the natural causes death of one Capitol police officer, the shooting death of one rioter at the hands of the police, the acute amphetamine intoxication death of another rioter, and the natural causes deaths of two more. Had the 9/11 attackers survived, they would have been charged with mass murder. Most of the January 6th rioters have been charged with, quote, parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. Let that sink in. You understand, not one person on January 6th has faced insurrection charges. How do you have an insurrection without anybody insurrecting? How does that work? Can you charge somebody with insurrection before you call it an insurrection? Byron says, parts of the Capitol were ransacked, but not seriously enough that Congress could not meet and finish its election certification work on the night of the riot. Byron says the riot was appalling and the participants deserve punishment. but it was simply nothing like 9/11. To visualize the difference, imagine that on the night of the 9/11 attacks, there was a convention that went on as scheduled at the World Trade Center. Bottom line, there is simply no comparison in scale, act, motivation, or anything else between September 11th and January 6th. And yet now, Byron York writes, a former president suggests that those two enormously dissimilar events were actually similar, both coming from the same foul spirit. Now, to some of our listeners, President Bush was not referring to January 6th. And to be fair, America saw a lot of violence in the streets of January of 2020, particularly after George Floyd's death. Was that what George Bush was referring to? John, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, John?
Doing great.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Yeah, you know, I've always thought that George Bush was on our side. When I say our, I mean Americans. And I don't watch legacy news anymore. I can't stand it. You know, I can get anybody can. If you have YouTube, you can watch NTD or Sky News, and you know, you can watch news from other countries. And there's absolute. I mean, if you're a thinking human being, the violence is all from the left. And, you know, if even on the 6th, okay, for those who've never read Rules for Radicals, I mean, the only individual that I've seen inside that Capitol was, his first name is John. I can't remember his last name, but he's one of the leaders of BLM, and he's dressed up in MAGA gear. I mean, come on, how stupid do you have to be? You know, we know that there were, you know, all these leftist terrorist organizations mixed in, and they're the ones that did, you know, the violence. And I also saw.
Let me push back because people, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to push back because when you make that argument, you seem to. And people have done this on this show over and over, and I'm a little perplexed by your choice of words, because you're not denying that there were plenty of Trump supporters who rioted, right?
You know, I don't know yet, because
John. Let me assure you, there were plenty of Trump supporters who rioted that day, John. And to argue that these were BLM Antifa, Ashley Babbitt was not part of BLM. Ashley Babbitt was not Antifa. You know?
She was QAnon. You're right.
Well, lots of people that were involved with supporting President Trump who were filled with rage and they acted violently. There were hundreds of them, not thousands, incidentally, because thousands of Trump supporters came to see President Trump speak that day. I just say this respectfully to you, and you're a good guy, so please don't take this the wrong way, but I don't think you do our side any favors when you try to make the argument that January 6th was mostly BLM or Antifa supporters.
Here's what I saw, okay? Before they took everything off of YouTube or whatever, I mean, I saw with my own two eyes people being ushered in to the Capitol, and the Capitol police were hanging out, man. I mean, selfies, you know, they were saying, hey, you know, don't scratch that.
That's don't scratch the furniture. I know. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to relitigate the whole thing. I just think it's very important. I think you and I would agree on one very important point. To compare January 6th to 9/11 is beyond absurd. It is reprehensible. And as Byron York points out in his scathing column about George W. Bush's speech, to compare January 6th to 9/11 is a rhetorical trick, if you will, that is—it's beyond ridiculous. It's awful. There is no comparison. I'll never understand what got in the heads of those few hundred people on January 6th. I don't know anybody who defends them. In fact, the best anybody does in trying to defend them is doing what John just tried to do and suggest, well, they didn't really even exist. It was a bunch of Antifa and BLM people. It was not. It was not. I saw the guy, too. There were a few people from Antifa and BLM mixed in there. Those were a lot of Trump supporters. Again, Ashley Babbitt, the only person killed that day, was a diehard Trump supporter trying to climb through a broken window that was barricaded. And a guy shot and killed her. And as best I can tell, was not really held accountable. Went on TV and bragged about it. Told us how brave he was. What's the guy's name? He went on with Lester Holt, right? Michael Byrd. I've never heard law enforcement ever tell me how brave they are. If you tell people how brave you are, you're not very brave. This is the same guy, incidentally, who left his loaded revolver in the men's room and bragged about the fact that he wouldn't be held accountable because he was a high-ranking Capitol Police officer. So that's Michael Byrd, the guy who, the only death that resulted from January 6th was Ashley Babbitt's death. I don't even understand Byron's connection, where he says that the January 6th riot led to the natural causes death of one Capitol Police officer. The medical examiner said it was a natural occurrence. It was, as Byron says, natural causes death. He had a stroke. It wasn't, according to the medical examiner, exacerbated by or created by or caused by the riot. So I think Byron gets a little slipshod there in making that connection. And it's important to be precise here. Because if people are going around comparing the few hundred people who rioted on January 6th with the 9/11 hijackers, terrorists, they've kind of lost their minds. They've lost their marbles. There is no comparison. 14 minutes before the hour. 800-655-MIKE. Let's get your take on all of it. It's a busy breaking news episode brought to you in part by Cry Macho. Have you heard about this great movie that is coming out? Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood. A story of being lost and found, Eastwood returns as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder. He takes a job to bring back a man's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey. The only road home is through redemption. It opens this Friday. Cry Macho. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days. Rated PG-13.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Text message on the MyPillow text line. Mike, just because they were dressed like Trump supporters on January 6th does not mean they were Trump supporters. We really have to put this to bed for once and for all. Do a little research. Read about the hundreds of people who are being prosecuted. It's all part of the public record. You can find it. You know, they were Trump supporters. They are Trump supporters. A lot of them denounced Trump afterwards. They were Trump supporters. And then they said, you know, I was blindly following Trump, blah, blah, blah. These were angry, riled up, violent people who need to be held accountable for the events of January 6th. They're not 9/11 terrorists. But again, trying to insist that none of these people were Trump supporters is a folly. It's silly. It's wrong. It's not true. But interestingly, when George Bush referred to what he called children of the same foul spirit. He doesn't really come out directly and say it was January 6th rioters, nor does he say they were Black Lives Matter protesters. And a lot of people are calling saying they believe he was talking about the rioters during the so-called Summer of Love. Portions of our show brought to you by Job Creators Network. We got a big event coming up September 23rd. It's a week from this Thursday, right? Ron DeSantis on stage at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. Get your tickets at theanswertampa.com. I'll be there along with Governor DeSantis, Larry Elder, Alfredo Ortiz. What a great organization. After a year plus, year and a half of lockdowns, mandates, our leaders in D.C. still haven't gotten the message. Small business owners are hurting while their big global competitors thrive. What's Washington's response? More mandates. Unprecedented government spending, tax increases on small businesses. It's breaking the small business owner's back. If you own a small business or you're a friend of small business, join the growing army of Job Creators Network members today. Learn how to become a small business advocate. The American people love and trust our small business owners, but they need to hear from you, hear your stories. Job Creators Network taking their message on the road. Join us in Tampa. Go to theanswertampa.com. Great event. Come out and see us. It'll be at the Grand Hyatt on September 23rd. VIP reception begins at 5:30. The main event at 7 p.m. Gallagher, Elder, Governor DeSantis. You won't want to miss this event. Get tickets now. Go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. And if you want more information on Job Creators Network, go to jcnbustour.com. That's jcnbustour.com. Here's John. Hey, John, thanks very much for holding. How are you, sir?
On 9/11, Bush spoke more for Biden than President Obama.
Can't really hear you. Can we see a better line there? John, let me try again. Can you speak into the phone there better, John? I can barely hear you.
Okay. At 9/11, President Bush spoke more for Joe Biden than President Obama did. Can you not see how they're all in it together? They used to hate Bush. 8 years of hating Bush.
Yep.
Now Bush goes and joins them. So they're
and now they praise Bush. The left is praising him.
There you go. That's all.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate your input very much. Hey, good news about my kid. My son Trevor is recovering nicely from his auto accident. He even started walking on a walker. You want to see a video of it? Because a lot of people have been praying for him. Text the keyword Trevor to 1-800-655-MIKE. Text Trevor to 800-655-6453. We'll send you back an inspiring video clip. Coming up, let's talk about election integrity, shall we? With Harmeet Dhillon. She's a Republican National Committee woman from California here on Election Day in California. My conversation with her and you. All coming up.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.